Hey people. So quick rundown from today. So a little bit about what happened, what we can learn from it, and where we're going to move from here, I guess. Went well. First of all, actually, I want to say thanks to everybody that came up and said hello, and multiple people who drove up from 3 or 4 hours south and said that they watched the video and last night's video I did, and that was what brought them up. And you know, I really want to say thanks for people that came up and introduced themselves and said hi. It's very much appreciate that. The first call that I have to make is that for those that got arrested, I got four of you that I know of. I need the rest of you. I think from reports there were seven, but I'm not actually 100% sure. I'm still trying to chase that up. So I've got four of you already. I need everybody who was arrested. Zev and I are gonna, those fines you were gonna give, you're never gonna pay, put it that way. So, but we need to get you guys together by Monday so that by Tuesday we can get that sorted out and on the way. That's first and foremost. So if you're one of those people that got arrested today or you know them, we've got, won't name him, Z-Man, L-Man, M-Man, H-Love, and I'm not sure who else. I know there were a couple of others. Just get to me or Zev. Don't get me on Facebook. It never works. It's shit. Facebook is the worst. Get me at globalbiodynamics@gmail.com or get Zev. Or get in touch with somebody who'll get in touch with me or Zev. A couple of quick things on that. I need to talk about getting arrested and how we went today and all that kind of thing. So Byron went really quite well. We had a decent turnout. I heard there were going to be thousands coming. Some of us estimated 300. Someone else estimated 1,000, 1,500. I guess I don't know by looking at a crowd how big a crowd is. And I should know because I used to do crowd control. Anyway, it was a good turnout. And for the most part, people conducted themselves well. But we need to have an honest discussion about what we took home from today and what we might want to consider for what we're doing in the future. Because this was not the last. This was the first of many times that we'll stand up. So, first of all, what went well was that people showed up and people were happy to be there. Great start. What I'm not a huge fan of is the, and everyone can do what they want. I'm not saying I know what everybody should do, but I'm telling you from a psychological point of view and from a strategic point of view, because I've done the line of work that those police and all that in, I've been in that line of work. So I know what their strategy is, and it doesn't help when we go clanging things together, making a lot of noise. I know it revs people up and people feel better about being there. They get excited, but it's not what actually affects change. You just think about it. And this is just, let's take an honest look at what happened today. I think we did a great thing because the best part was that people saw how many of us came. Now that has a ripple effect. That shows the people that go, hey, next time that's on, I'm coming. Because I saw enough people there that I feel inspired and I feel safe to be around, and I'm gonna go next time. So that, we should all be very, very appreciative for everybody coming together and feel proud of what we did today. But the question is, after we did our talks and we played our drums and things like that, what happened from that, you know? What changes were made? Did the police lay down? Does the government change its legislation? Like, what really happens? So the honest answer is it doesn't actually change anything, okay? But it does inspire other people and it can create a ripple effect. So we wanna be very, we want to be proud of that, but we have to be honest about what the real overall effect was. So next time we do it, and we will do it again, we need more numbers. Now, I'm going to talk about strategy. Something that some people don't understand is strategy, and that's not a put down, it's just that we each have our strengths. So when we start doing these things more regularly, we need to have a strategy group that strategizes the actual playing out of things from all angles. And to I'll get into the arrests, but they had their strategy. We knew what we were gonna do, but kind of at the same time, not really. What happens if this goes down? What happens if that goes down? What happens here, there, and everywhere? We didn't have that kind of strategy. And of course, we didn't have enough time to put that together. So this isn't, you know, I'm only bringing this up because it's like today was a good learning experience to say, okay, so next time with more lead time so that we can make that happen, we need to strategize. So what happens is I got called a gutless coward by a lady walking past when I was at the original place. Then as people started to move, because I was doing photography, I got round to the front. I got right up to the front of the street so that I could take a good photograph of people coming towards it. Now, the strategy is I get a great photograph doing that. Then as people come past, I'm in the crowd and then I'm in the march as well. And then I actually end up being the last speaker, which is probably you're highly likely to get arrested being a last speaker. But a lady decided it was her place to say that I was a gutless coward for strategizing. And nothing against her. I didn't need to speak to her there because I was busy. But people just don't understand strategy. When you're not a strategist, you can't see the moves ahead that somebody else might be thinking. To the same point, when people get too, they react. They're too reactive. They're too emotional. And they don't, when police are around, and so they don't allow a good strategy to play out. Now, here's what happens when you get arrested. And what happened today was they picked on one lady. And she's a beautiful woman. I heard she was singing beautiful music in the cell. And actually, the police were going, oh, is that the lady who's got that beautiful voice? What happens when you get arrested, people, is it's not something to fear. There are videos that from today at Byron, and I'm sure from Sydney as well, Nate just sent me something, where there's several police with people on the ground. It doesn't have to go to that point. If I said this last night when I did the video, you don't have to resist being arrested. It's not a big deal. You literally, I know this is, I won't laugh about it because I know it's scary for some people, but this is what happens, okay? This is what you don't understand about these processes. What they're doing is false, but who cares? It's like, you have to play the game. Some people don't want to play the game. I'm as much of an, like, rebellious. I was not liked by teachers, my parents. I'm not one of those people that just, but sometimes you got to play the game. It's like, if you have an opponent and you want to choke your opponent unconscious, you first have to get in the ring. You have to bow to the judges. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to go through and play the game so you can get to your opponent and then choke them out. You can't just, if you just start rebelling against stuff, you don't get close to them. So there's a strategy that has to be played out. So when you get arrested, and I've been arrested, it's like the times I've been arrested, I've almost taken a nap. It's no big deal. You get escorted. If you resist, you'll get wrist locked. You'll get put on the ground. You'll get cuffed. I've said to some people before, I said, okay, is this where we're going? They said, yeah. I say, great. Do you want to cuff me or are you okay with me walking with you? They said, well, you can walk with us. I said, great. Didn't even get cuffed. Not today. I've been arrested a couple of times in my life. And that's it. You go with them, you be polite, you be courteous. They're doing the wrong thing, but that's okay. It's not your job to make them feel bad about it. They have their own karma coming, and the law is on your side when you are not belligerent. So what happened was this lovely lady got arrested. Couple of guys who I know pretty well took it upon themselves to get in front of the police. Now, that's not a good move, because all that was going to happen, they're going to take her, they're not going to harm her. They're going to take her to the cop shop, which is 200 meters away. They're going to process her, and an hour to 3 hours max later, she's going to be back with everybody else, processed, done. She might be given a fine. That's not something you have to pay. So people make too much of a big deal and get too emotional and reactive about something that does not need to be reacted like that to, and does not need an emotional response. Now, for people that aren't trained in this kind of thing, and people who aren't don't have that tactician mindset, I understand you don't see it that way. You get riled up. That's an injustice. Somebody's been taken away. Somebody's got to do something. Do something about it. If that's the mindset that creates disorder and chaos. That's the mindset that incites people being thrown on the ground and violence to take place, when all that's happening is they just want to hand out their quota. Now, they had a quota today, and we know that because A, we know that going in. B, a few of us overheard them saying, we need this many more arrests. We need two more cars down there. We need this. Call a few people more up from Ballina. It's a strategy on their part. And when we go in as amateurs, you can only expect an amateur result. Okay. And that's not a put down on anybody. Everybody that turned up did a great job, first of all, for turning up. And for the most part, we did it really well. But these two guys, for example, got in the way. Now they're getting wrist locked. They got five guys on them each. Now, I was right up there with them. I was right in with the cops there. And I was just, especially with Z-Man, I was just calming him down. Now, I didn't get pushed around. One guy shoved me, but he stopped. And then two cops were there saying thanks, because I was just calming him down. As soon as he calmed down, he was in a lot of pain. If you've never been wrist locked, it's pretty uncomfortable. Now, he was in a lot of pain. He was agitated. I just calmed him down. I said, look, just calm down, mate. Just calm down, calm down. And as soon as he started calming down, they let go of that wrist lock. Well, they loosened the wrist lock. And then he was calmer. He wasn't in pain anymore. It's just people get so reactive. Now, we all have different personality types. If you've never been in a combat environment, you might not, and we're just not all designed for that. But some of us can be in that environment and think very calmly and very clearly. And sometimes you need to let people who have that role do that. And one of the strategies I think we need is that we need to establish roles when we do these things, because some of us are much better suited to those environments, to the point where when you have a calm mind in that situation, you know there's no need to react. Then you got people yelling at you, well, stop it, you got to do something. It's like, guys, this isn't something to do something about. You don't understand what's happening. It's very innocuous. There's nothing. You think it's bad and injustice, but it's not really. It's just a process. It's a charade. Like, a lot of these people recently that have been fined, all these COVID fines that have been handed out, what's happened is because a lot of them are being contested, there's a lot that are backlogged so far that they're never even going through. So it's, and I saw, so I met one of the guys and I introduced myself and I said, hey, were you one of the guys that got arrested? He said, yes. I said, show me what you got given. It has a payment slip on it. That is an incompleted check. You can discharge the liability for that debt. You can turn that into a financial instrument very easily. It's called acceptance of value. Solutions Empowerment and Know Your Rights Group can teach you how to do an acceptance of value process. They've literally given you your own ticket to pay it. But what we're going to do with the people in Byron is, as a collective, we're going to help you guys conditionally accept the fine you've been given with a fee schedule and a notice of liability and acceptance as well. So it's basically the point is you're not going to pay those fines, okay? So all that happened is that they got to do their charade of, we arrested this many people and we put on a show in front of you guys and made us look like tough guys and all that sort of stuff, and that's all they wanted to do. When you understand that, when you understand that mentality, you don't need to fear it. You go, okay, well, this is playing out. This is definitely going to happen. These guys over here, you can see what they're going to do. They're going to go for this guy. If you just go with it, nothing's going to happen. It's a shit show. They go to here, they go to there, then they go to there, then they come back with a little ticket on them, which they don't have to pay. It's not a big deal, everybody. So it's just super important to start to understand this. And for future events, it is very important that we have tactics, okay? That they have tactics, we need tactics too. They're actually not that they're not that sophisticated either, that what they're doing. They're not sophisticated. So a little bit of tactic goes a long way. So the point is that things played out exactly how I thought they would play out. Again, I'm very happy that everybody showed up. And again, once again, I'd like to say thank you very much to everybody that did come and say hello and introduce themselves, and everybody that, you know, kind of had a good time. And it was really good. The overall effect from today was very positive. If anyone wonders why I didn't speak for very long, it's because right before I spoke and I was the last speaker, the Indigenous were there and they basically said it's time to wrap up. And I'm not going to go up after the Indigenous say we're wrapping up. I'm not going to go, yeah, you guys just hold it and let me get up and do a 5-minute talk. You know, I'm not going to do that. So anyway, point being, I think everything went well. Now, strategy, I just want to mention going now into the future. It's like anything, when you get untrained people in an environment, things have the potential to go bad. There wasn't as much of a need for as many arrests today. They needed to make a show. So training just means things like understanding strategy, understanding combative environments. And this is what I want to encourage people to do. Go out and take up a martial art. Take up Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I think, is the best martial art you can take up. If you're not already trained in martial arts, take up Muay Thai, something like that. Now, this isn't so that you can become a fighter. This isn't so that you can give a cop a kimura and then give him a rear naked choke and choke him out, or head kick him and knock him out. It's got nothing to do with that. What it does is it puts, when you train in that, you become very calm in an environment where there's combat, and you can consider an arrest a form of combat. That way people aren't arcing up so quickly. And I had to calm a lot of people down today who were going to get themselves arrested or make worse a situation that was not actually bad in the first place. So yeah, anyway, I just recommend taking up a martial art, if only for that, for you to get comfortable in an environment like that, where you can just be cool as a cucumber because you know nothing bad's going down. Those of us that are trained in this, if something really heavy went down, we would, that's when we come into action. It's not, we don't get, you don't, people like that don't get involved when there's a pissy little arrest going on that is no big deal, because we know it's no big deal. So when people are sitting there going, you guys get, no one was saying that to specific people, but do something, there's people kind of getting too much like that. And people were trying to calm them down. The Indigenous lady, I forget her name, it's really bad of me, one of the aunties, she was saying, no, that's what they want. And a couple of them just wouldn't let it go. No, dude, they're getting arrested. It's like, yeah, but that's their show. Even the Indigenous lady was telling them that. And they're still, you know, I'm not pointing fingers. It's like, it's fine. Everything still went well. I'm just pointing out what went down so we can learn from that. So that next time, and there will be a next time, there'll be many more times, that we don't play into their strategy. That was their strategy and we played into it to a degree. For the most part, we were good. Now, as a suggestion, I suggest that for the people that are there, do the people, and this is a question to everybody as much as anything else, do you think you need to hear the same speeches over and over? I don't want to get up and give talks, but when people ask me, of course I will. But did you learn anything from the talks? Did it make you feel any better or more secure about what you already know? Or could it have been a little more powerful if we had have actually just been silent? Raising too much of this gets the cops like this as well. Could it have been, this is a question, I'm not trying to say what's right and wrong, I'm just asking, could it have been more powerful had we actually just all silently walked to a location, no drums, no chanting, no singing, and all just sat, right? I don't know, because we didn't do that. You can't, you know, hindsight's 2020, as they say, but the question is, could that have been more powerful? So we need to strategize where we go from here. What did we learn from today? Did we move forward? Did we go nowhere? Did we take a step back? Okay, that's just, those are questions we need to ask ourselves. So anyway, I'm gonna go inside because it's mosquito time, it's getting dark. So I gotta eat, I haven't eaten all day, I just got home. So to recap, those people that got arrested, I need to know who you are. Get in contact with me by globalbiodynamics@gmail.com. If you already know somebody that knows me or Zev, get in contact with them and they'll get in contact with us. We need to meet with you all as a group by Monday so that by Tuesday we can get you guys getting out of your offers. They're not fines that you have to pay, they are offers, and there are several ways to not pay those. So we're going to get you guys off those. I actually can't believe no one got a notice to appear in court. Actually cannot believe that. It just goes to show how much of a shit show that was. A standard arrest like that, notice to appear. If you've done something wrong, it's a notice to appear, not a fine. And they all got the same fine. Failing to adhere to the directives of the health minister of COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. None of those are real in the first place. The whole thing's bullshit. And they're basically saying, because you got some people don't know this, but with what they gave, they are telling you it's bullshit. Now, one more thing before I go is that I had interactions with a couple of the cops who thanked me. You could tell they were kind of calm guys. There was definitely three assholes there and they were from out of town. Real aggressive guys, real like this kind of thing, pushing people around on purpose. You know, you got to not worry about that. Even if somebody shoves me, I really don't care. It's like there's something in there that you got to understand that punishments are dealt out not necessarily the way, you don't have to punch them in the face, right? Punishments are dealt out in different ways. It's coming back to them one way or another. You don't have to do it. It's not your job to do. Let me just say though, with the amount of police that were there, if we had two or three times the numbers, there would have been no arrests. If we have a trained crowd, if we have people who train for these things and we go through tactics, we can handle the police no problem. Even if they get violent, we will take all of them down. I'm not trying to incite anything. I'm just telling you that it's very easy to do if we have a trained crowd, not an untrained crowd, okay? So anyway, yeah, I got good response feedback from, and I know two girls who I won't name, two beautiful women, took the time to actually go and speak to some of the police and got some of, they said, you know, the police knew, they said they didn't want to be there, some of them. And I know at least three of them did want to be there. They got off on that sort of stuff. I love being aggressive. Some of them do. That's their job. They hire people who are like some of the empathic ones and some of the, enforcers. And that's their job. So anyway, bridging a little bit of a gap between us and police, not inciting them, that goes a long way. It goes a really long way. They weren't our enemy today. They're not our enemy. The enemy are the ones pulling their strings, okay? We don't need to get offside with police. But there are ways to deal with them. And like I said, I'm surprised I didn't get arrested actually, but if I had, I would have given him my hands. I said, look, under duress and threats of menace, you guys have guns, I'm coming with you. Let's go. Make sure you get me a drink of water while we're there. I'll give him my hands. Let's go, hey, yeah, no worries. Under duress and threats of menace. When I got there, I'd sign under duress and threats of menace. I might give him my real name, I might not. I'll sign all rights reserved. I'll take their ticket. Thanks very much, guys. See you later. Might catch you again. Then immediately, I'll do it my own way. Within 72 hours, I'll discharge that. And that's all it is. And within an hour, I would have been back with my friends. You know, that's all it is. So we need to just get some perspective, learn how to strategize a little. Once again, thanks for everybody for coming out and showing up. That and be proud of yourself. You know, when you show up for yourself, that's the big thing, right? It's not just for everybody else. It's not just for those in Melbourne. It's for yourself. So well done on that. All right, I'm going to go. It's nearly dark. Can't even see myself. Thanks, guys. Catch you guys next time.